This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt says President Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement was courageous.
Exiting Paris does not mean disengagement. In fact, the president said yesterday that Paris represents a bad deal for this country. It doesn't mean that we're not going to continue the discussion. To export our innovation, to export our technology to the rest of the world, to demonstrate how we do it better here is, I think, a very important message to send.
Pruitt said the president heard many voices about climate change and exercised thoughtful deliberation before deciding to withdraw from the accord. Pruitt did not respond directly to a question about whether Mr. Trump believes that human-caused global warming is a hoax, as he did during his presidential campaign. Pruitt did acknowledge that global warming is a real phenomenon and that human activity contributes to it in some manner. Speaking at an economic summit in St. Petersburg, Russian President Vladimir Putin joked about allegations that Moscow was involved in computer hacking during last year's presidential election in the U.S. or colluded with aides to President Trump before he took office. U.S. intelligence services say Russia hacked the U.S. Democratic National Committee last year to harm the Democratic campaign of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who political analysts say Putin despised. The United Nations Security Council has increased international pressure on North Korea to give up its pursuit of a nuclear bomb, adding 14 individuals and four companies to its sanctions list. There is growing frustration in the international community with North Korea for its continued defiant behavior. This is VOA News. The fight for Iraq's second most populous city is in its final push, with Islamic State down to just three neighborhoods of western Mosul. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb spoke with one of the coalition's top generals in Iraq to learn more about the brutal battlefield.
Brigadier General Rick Uribe, the deputy commanding general for U.S.-led coalition forces in Iraq, told VOA that Islamic State has fewer than 1,000 fighters left in Mosul, and the level of desperation from Islamic State fighters is on the rise.
They're losing. They're about to lose. It's not a matter of if, it's when.
The remaining fighters are considered to be among the terror group's toughest, and they have used their time in the city to build weapons caches, booby traps, and tunnel systems. The general says Islamic State continues to take hostages in an effort to bait the coalition into striking civilians. And officials say the terror group's weapon of choice in the city is still vehicle-borne bombs. Islamic State snipers shoot at more than Iraqi forces. They're also shooting civilians trying to flee. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
At least four Afghans were killed when more than 1,000 protesters demanding better security clashed with riot police in Kabul. Witnesses say police fired live rounds into the air to disperse the stone-throwing demonstrators. Public anger and demonstrations have been mounting since a devastating truck bomb explosion at the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, one of the worst attacks since 2001 that left 90 dead, 450 others injured. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis said today the United States was encouraged by China's efforts to restrain North Korea, but Washington would not accept Beijing's militarization of islands in the South China Sea. Mattis made the comments during the annual Shangri-La dialogue in Singapore. He said the threat from North Korea was clear and present, and Pyongyang had increased its pace of pursuing nuclear weapons. Lesotho holds elections today, which opposition candidate Machete Setha Mofumobe said is not just another election, even though it is the third one in 5 years.
This is the most important election in the history of Lesotho. It's an election that, if Lesotho is not saved from the grip of the current regime, it's all over with Lesotho.
Lesotho has seen a lot of political drama in recent years. This vote comes 3 years earlier than expected after lawmakers forced out the prime minister and he called a snap election instead of stepping down. All indications are the opposition will take a tough fight from the ruling coalition. Get more news on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Hello again and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host, and we are going to celebrate a birthday on this edition of Jazz America. You know we like to do that here. And at the same time, we'll celebrate a style of jazz that this gentleman helped to form, free jazz. On June the 4th, the great composer, NEA jazz master Anthony Braxton celebrates his 72nd birthday. We're going to talk to Anthony Braxton, get his thoughts, and hear his most interesting music that's always been considered on the cutting edge of avant-garde or free jazz. Not only will we hear from him, we'll also hear some of the great practitioners of what's known as free jazz, people like Ornette Coleman, Cecil Taylor, Pharoah Sanders, Don Cherry, and others. Now, jazz, in essence, by definition, is free music, improvisation, played in the moment, different every time it's played. Now, the structure of the song may be a set pattern or written on paper, but at the same time as it's played, there is improvisation and freedom in the music. So free jazz is the essence of jazz in many ways, and I think you'll find that to be true as we listen to the music of the great practitioners of this style, including the birthday boy, Anthony Braxton. Speaking of birthdays, we'll have quite a few to celebrate on this edition of Jazz America, and we'll begin things with a celebration of the great pianist from Jamaica, Monty Alexander. He was born on the 6th of June in 1944. We wish him a very happy birthday, and let's enjoy the music of Monty Alexander from 2002 with guitarist Russell Malone, and in his last recording ever before his passing, the legendary bassist Ray Brown, as they give us Dexter Gordon's song, Dexter's Dex, to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
there was ever a man who was generous, gracious, and good, that was my dad, the man, a human being so true, he could live like a king, 'cause he knew the real pleasure in life, to be devoted to, always stand by me, so I'd be unafraid and free. If there was ever a man who was generous, gracious, and good, that was my dad, the man. And good, that was my dad, the man, a human being so true, he could live like a king, 'cause he knew the real pleasure in life, to be devoted. Stand by me, so I could be unafraid, free. If there was ever a man who was generous, gracious, and good, that was my dad, the man.
From the brand new album, Serenade for Horace, dedicated to Horace Silver. That's drummer Lewis Hayes. He worked with Horace Silver in the 1950s and always enjoyed his work. They stayed in touch, though they didn't continue to work directly together. But he really was touched by Horace Silver, as was most everyone who ever met this wonderful man. I know I was. And that is a version of Horace Silver's classic Song for My Father with vocals by the award-winning vocalist, one of the greats of today, Gregory Porter. Here on VOA's Jazz America. Let's spend some time now with one of the most inventive artists in jazz history, Anthony Braxton. At a recent event celebrating his Tricentric Foundation, the organization he created to support his music and the music of other very creative young musicians, I had a chance to chat with him, and here's some of that conversation now. Do you mind if we go back in time just a little bit? Because I think the formative stages of an individual's psyche, the first 5 years of their life or so, are very important in shaping what they'll end up being like in later years. And everyone knows you're from Chicago. I want to ask you about not only what it was like growing up in Chicago, the atmosphere for a young person learning about the arts, but also the atmosphere in your home. Were you supported, or was it, son, you better have something to fall back on, one of those kind of things?
My experiences at home were complex and beautiful. My family did not necessarily understand what I was interested in, but they gave me a space to do my work. My family was very happy that I was playing music when I was playing like Paul Desmond. It was only when they discovered my interest in the more abstract musics, something that was difficult for my family because they weren't interested in that particular area. But even so, my family gave me a space where I could do my work. Meanwhile, I was fortunate to have two friends, Howard Freeman and Michael Carter. We were always doing things, building things, soapbox derbies. I mean, you name it, we built it. We didn't realize that we were poor, coming from a poor neighborhood where everything is not available. Only later in high school and after high school did we learn we were supposed to be unhappy. Because I have one of the best childhoods on the planet. Because with my friends, we were building things. But meanwhile, we were interested in rocket science. We were interested in everything, really. Because we were doing, we were in our lives. We were excited and learning. Whatever your situation, the situation that you're born into, take that situation and go ahead and do your best. Because the idea of hoping to be someone else rather than yourself because you're thinking this person is rich or whatever, that's not a good one. Because everyone in life has something that they're dealing with that they have to overcome. We need to respect ourselves and what we were born in and find a way to evolve our position. Whether you're super rich, whether you're super poor, whether you're African American, whether you're European American, in the end, what we call being alive is a blink. It's a microsecond. It's a wonderful cosmic opportunity, and we need to take advantage of, you know, cosmic opportunities. And so that's what I would say in response to your question. The real-time moment is what we have. But we can do a lot with the real-time moment. And hooray for the forces that made it possible for us to have consciousness and a body. I'll take it every time.
Now listen closely to this song from Anthony Braxton, Opus 51F. And see if you can't really listen for the free aspect of his music. One of the great purveyors of free jazz, Anthony Braxton, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. I told you earlier that we had a lot of June birthdays to celebrate on this edition of Jazz America, and there's one of them. One of the pioneer guitarists in jazz history, born on the 7th of June in 1921, Tal Farlow, recorded in 1954 his version of the classic song Lover. More of our celebration of free jazz and Anthony Braxton coming up, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received recently. It comes from Fitriani Ilma Sakina from Bandung City in Indonesia. And they tell me that they listen to Jazz America from KLCBS Radio. And they're glad to hear your voice in the middle of the night in here. Have a good day. And they ask for a song by Nicky Yanofsky. And mon français c'est très mal, so I have, luckily, a French linguist here in my home, my daughter Blair, who's going to help me pronounce the name of this song. Please, Blair, give me a hand.
Bienvenue dans ma vie.
Okay, merci.
De rien.
Okay, as she said, and it means welcome to my life. Well, Ilma, enjoy the song, and I think you might enjoy this version. It's a rare live version recorded live in her native country of Canada in Montreal here on VOA's Jazz America.
Bienvenue dans ma vie. Tout est brillant ici. To my life, everything's fluid light. You thank me, though. I think it's far more than a move. Plein de couleurs. to my life. Welcome to
Anthony Braxton was born on the 4th of June in 1945, and 3 years later on that same day, the 4th of June in 1948, Paquito de Rivera, one of the kings of Latin jazz and jazz in general, was born. I wanted to give you some music from another of the birthday boys of the 4th of June, and that was his song Milonga 10 from his album Funk Tango. Let's spend more time with Anthony Braxton and hear more of his brilliant music that is a wonderful example of free jazz here on VOA's Jazz America.
There are some special places in the history of music, places where special things happened, from Mali and Senegal to Vienna to London in the days of the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, New Orleans, New York, Chicago. I'm thinking of those three magical places, and there are more in the United States of America. Now, the history of things seems to me in general that people like Jelly Roll Morton and Robert Johnson and Louis Armstrong made their way up the river to Chicago. And that place has a special spirit about it. I know you know it's true.
Yes.
And it has a spirit of creativity and freedom in the music that few places in the world have. What is the reason for that?
Your question is a complex question that requires hours to
I'm sure.
Talk about. I would just say this much. New Orleans, collective improvisation. Chicago, extended improvisation. The solo music started in Chicago.
That's it.
Chicago was interesting because there was a better vibrational interchange between the African-American and European-American community. Chicago was special because the criminal community was also interested in the music and worked to provide opportunities for musicians to play. Chicago was interesting because in competing with New York, it was evolving in a way that gave jobs for everyone, and there was a very profound political sophistication that included everyone. They understood how to include everyone. Chicago is very special, which is to say how sad it is when I think about what's happening in Chicago right now, with what's happening on the in the African-American communities on the west side and on the south side. The last time I was in Chicago, the last time I was in Detroit, it looked like World War III had taken place and that we had lost.
And here's the man from Chicago, Anthony Braxton, with his version of Wayne Shorter's classic Juju from his album 23 Standards on Jazz America from VOA 1. 4th of June in 1943, the great Kenny Barron with Lunacy from his latest release, Book of Intuition. More with Anthony Braxton next hour.